Lid daarop sisten. Jou industrie koördinator is ons se running. Members of parliament if anyone is around. UNDP, UN Joint President, Country Manager, Permanent Secretaries, UNDP and UN Women Representative, Senior Government Officials, Distinguished Guests, Ladies and Gentlemen, welcome to Ipalero. Let me first of all express that I am greatly honored and indeed for this wonderful opportunity to give a brief welcome remark on this very significant and important occasion. I say significant because this is another opportunity for Solomon Islanders to chart their course or define the roadmap on peace building program. We gather here today to witness the formal launch of the Consolidating Peace, Stability and Social Cohesion in Solomon Islands Post-Ramsey Project, funded by the United Nations Peace Building Fund with inputs from United Nations UN Programme and UN Women. The project aims to support sustained peace in Solomon Islands in the immediate post-Ramsey and election period through inclusive implementation of solutions addressing impediments to peace and development as identified in the national dialogues and women and youth summits. The project will build consensus and facilitate initiatives to address key peace-building challenges such as reparation and reconciliation, land disputes, governance, social cohesion in an inclusive manner, taking into account the voices of women and youths together with men. It will also help establish an institutionalized structures at the provincial level to help address the key peace building challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, this project has two significant outcomes. First, consensus is built, actions and initiatives taken among state and non-state actors, including women and youths, to address conflict causes and triggers identified through the national and provincial dialogues, and youth and women summits. Examples of identified conflict causes and triggers are absence of reparation framework, land disputes, governance deficits, and weak social cohesion in communities and organizations. Secondly, structures, inclusive space, and solutions to address peace-building challenges identified through the national and provincial dialogues are established at the provincial level, are institutionalized, and are effective. Solomon Islands Democratic Coalition for Change government has a vision to ensure that all Solomon Islanders live and coexist in a peaceful environment where national unity continues to be nurtured and free. Additionally, the Solomon Islands Democratic Coalition for Change government is serious in its effort to continue the journey of nation building and peace by protecting human dignity through providing an enabling environment to stimulate and nurture economic growth in Solomon Islands. Ladies and gentlemen, as Minister responsible for national unity, reconciliation and peace, on behalf of the government, wish to express my gratitude to all government agencies, UNDP and UN Women, for stepping forward not only to initiate but also to make the commitment to implement the project. On that note, I'm also grateful to the UN Peace Building Fund for the generous support in this project. Your support is a manifestation of your value for peace, human dignity, and the peaceful coexistence of all Somali Islanders and visitors alike. At this juncture, I would also like to take this opportunity to sincerely acknowledge and thank the many peace stakeholders and development partners out there who have contributed immensely to the peace and state building process in Solomon Islands. I firmly believe that this project will contribute immensely to making Solomon Islands a safer place to live in. I therefore call and urge all Solomon Islands to take peace building as part of your business every day. In everything that you do and say, the question we all should ask is, will what I do or actions that I take or things that I say foster peace in Solomon Islands? If the answer to that question is on the affirmative, encouraging. If the answer is on the negative, do not do it. Honorable Prime Minister and distinguished guests, thank you once again for coming and gracing this occasion to launch the Consolidating Peace, Stability and Social Cohesion in Solomon Islands post-Ramsey Project. Welcome everyone, and we wish you for everyone present here. Thank you.